Bibles, if you have one, to the book of Luke. We'll be in chapter number 9. And we'll reference back to Mark chapter number 8 in just a little bit. But we'll be in Luke chapter number 9 reading, beginning with verse number 19. I'll make it verse 18. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him. He asked them, saying, Whom say the people that I am? They answering said, John the Baptist, but some say Elias, and others say that one of the old prophets is risen again. He said unto them, But whom say ye that I am? Peter answering said, The Christ of God. He straitly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing, saying, Look what he had to say right after Peter declared him to be the Christ, the Messiah. He said, The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, be slain and be raised the third day. And he said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. Brother Vince White, would you pray? Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Amen. Yes, thank you. Yes. Yes. Lord, Lord. Yes. God, help us. Amen. You can be seated. Verse 23. Says, and he said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. We preached last week on the thought of the preaching of the cross. But tonight I want to preach on this thought, the carrying of your cross. The carrying of your cross. This passage of Scripture right here makes it very clear to me that each disciple or each child of God has a cross to bear. Amen? We have a cross to bear. And that cross sometimes may be heavy. Sometimes we may have to suffer carrying our cross. Sometimes we may be rejected when we carry our cross. We may be made fun of when we carry our cross. But we still are charged and challenged to be faithful in carrying our cross as a Christian while we have life and breath. Amen. Now, in the preaching of the cross, the Bible told us that those that perish calls it foolishness. But I say tonight that we that are saved, if we're not carrying our cross, we're foolish. Amen. Jesus was faithful to carry His cross up Calvary's hill and hang there in open shame and die for you and me who didn't deserve it. So why shouldn't we carry our cross? We're not going to have to march up a hill like He did and give our life a blood sacrifice. But we all have a spiritual cross to carry. We all have something that God has given us to do as we journey through this life. I want you to think about the carrying of your cross, the carrying of my cross. I want you to notice, first of all, tonight, the commission of carrying your cross. You'll notice in verse 23, the Bible says, "And He said to them all," A-L-L, all, that's a plural thing, isn't it? All. But immediately He says, "Then if any man will come after Me," He brings it down to an individual basis. We all have a cross. There's no one exempted from carrying His cross. If we've been saved, if we've been born again, then we're to be working, carrying our cross, doing something for the goodness and the glory of God. He has a cross for us to bear. I want you to notice, first of all, the disciples, the service of carrying the cross. It ought to be something that motivates us to know that we've been born again, to know that Jesus suffered. He died. He bore our sins upon Calvary's cross that we might be forgiven, that we might go free. It ought to motivate us. Hey, we ought to be honored that He would give us a cross to carry. Amen. It's an honor to be saved. It's an honor to be a child of God. It's an honor to be a member of Liberty Baptist Church. Hey, it's an honor that Jesus would give me a cross to bear. Hey, He could have given me hell. Amen. That's where I ought to be. I ought to be in the depths of hell without any hope tonight. But He saved me, and I'm proud tonight to be a Christian. I'm proud to be a child of God. I'm proud to carry the cross. Oh, listen, the service of a disciple carrying the cross. Love ought to be the motivating factor. Amen? Love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God commended His love toward us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for the ungodly. We love Him because He first loved us. You better be glad. You ought to thank God that He loved you. You ought to thank God that He loved you enough to call you from darkness to His marvelous light. He could have passed you by, and He'd have still been God, and He'd have still been just. Oh, we didn't deserve what He did for us. I'm talking about the commission of carrying your cross, the service of disciples. But then there is the self-denial that He speaks about. He said, if any man will come after Me, let him deny himself. Well, that's a big saying, isn't it? Self. Hey, he didn't mention the devil right there. And the devil is a factor in our lives, no doubt, a hindrance in our lives. But He said, let him deny himself. You know what the biggest problem I've got? Right here. This thing standing right here is the biggest problem I've got. Now, if I can get him under subjection, and I can get in the perfect will of God, then no doubt the devil will jump on me. He'll try to be a hindrance. But listen, friend, we've got a problem that we have to contend with, and it's self-denial. If we're going to serve Jesus, if we're going to carry our cross, there's going to have to be some discipline in our life. There's going to have to be some devotion in our life. Self-denial. Boy, we live in a day, friend, we live in a day when men are lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. We live in a day when everything is all about me, 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 me. when we go to pray. Most of the time it's me, 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 me. Amen? We go to pray and we want to tell God what to do and how to do it, don't we? We're going to carry our cross. He says we're going to have to deny ourselves. Get your flesh under subjection. And then get in tune to battle the devil, because he's coming after you. Self-denial, friend. This world system, friend, the devil is a prince in the power of the air. He's got things going on in this world to lure you away from God, to cause you to put your cross down, to cause you to put God second, third, fourth, fifth, and plumb out of your life. We're guilty. Amen. We're weak. Hey, we need God's filling in our life to fight this battle, to carry this cross that He's given us to carry. The service of disciples, the self-denial, but the suffering in the duty. He says, take up His cross. Take up your cross. Hey, boy, if we had something to do that was going to require some self-denial, that was going to require some sacrifice, I wonder, hey, if it might even cause you to have to suffer some loss of time, a loss of your Saturday, or a loss of some of your private time. I wonder how many people would be willing to step up and take that duty. He said, take up your cross. In other words, you've got a choice. He's got a cross for you, but you've got a choice of taking it and being faithful. Take up your cross. There'll always be opposition. Amen? The world hated Christ. Hey, marvel not if the world hates you too. But we've got a duty to perform. And our duty is to carry our cross, whatever it might be. We ought to be faithful in doing it. The commission of carrying your cross. The service of disciples, the self-denial, the suffering in duty. But the selection is daily. Daily. Hey, there's a lot of folks who won't have no problem taking up the cross on Sunday morning. Coming to church for a couple of hours. And think they've really done God a favor. God's done you a favor. Hey, He's done you a favor to let you come to church on Wednesday night. There's a lot of people in the hospital up yonder that probably left to swap places with you tonight. Hey, it's a selection that's daily. It requires obedience. Can I tell you something? In this thing of taking up your cross daily, when you rise up out of your bed tomorrow morning, if God gives you health and strength, before you put your stinking feet on the floor, you ought to thank Him for giving you another day and giving you the strength to get up out of your bed. And you ought to take up your cross that day and serve Him. You see, why? Why should we take up our cross daily? There'll be opportunities for you tomorrow and for me tomorrow that we probably won't have day after tomorrow. Amen? Our cross, friend, the commission of carrying our cross, it's a daily thing. And we all have a cross to carry. Not only the commission of carrying your cross, but the commitment of carrying your cross. Now, Christ has commissioned us. He said, I've got a cross for you. Now, it's going to take some commitment from me and from you to carry it. Hey, we get committed to a lot of things, don't we? We get committed to a ball team. We get committed to our job. We get committed to everything under the sun out here but Christ. And He has got to be first in our commitments. He is the most important thing in your life. Hey, when you come down to your dying day, friend, you'll see He's the most important thing in your life. But we don't have to wait till then to carry our cross to serve Him. You see, first of all, the commitment ought to be the priority one in our life. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. And Paul was a man who gave himself back to Christ. In his writings, he penned down, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. What is your reasonable service? Well, we need some participators instead of just spectators. Amen. God has a cross from the very least of us to the greatest of us. Amen. He has a cross. And it ought to be, it ought to be a priority. The commitment of carrying your cross, the priority, but the person. Jesus said in verse 24, He said, whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake. For my sake. For my sake. Jesus wants, He wants us to do it for Him. For His sake, for His name's sake. While we've got strength, while we've got help, we ought to do everything. While we've got breath left in this body, friend, we ought to do all for the glory of God, for His sake. Not to make a name for me, but to lift His name up. Not to make a name for you. Hey. I deserve no glory. You deserve no glory. He deserves it all. Amen. Our commitment, friend, it ought to be to the person, Christ Jesus, to His cross that He has for us. Not only the priority in the person, but the purpose. The purpose in this commitment. Now look with me back in the book of Mark chapter 8. He has just a little bit more to add to this thought right here. In Mark chapter number 8, in verse 34, Jesus said, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. The purpose in carrying our cross, friend, it's the gospel. The gospel. Hey, let me tell you something, friend. He has commissioned us to carry this gospel throughout the whole world. He has commissioned us to carry it down where we work, carry it to our homes, carry it to our family reunions, everywhere we go, friend. The gospel ought to be a priority. It ought to be a commitment in our life. Somebody say amen. You know, I look back at some of the old timers and I thank God for some people in my life that was faithful in carrying their cross. Some of the old preachers who had nothing of this world, really nothing. And you know, they really wasn't seeking things of this world. They were living for the gospel. They were living for Christ. They were preaching the gospel. To win a soul. To win a soul was the greatest thing. The greatest treasure they had in this life. The purpose. Hey, what's your purpose? Hey, what's motivating you? What's pushing you through this life? Hey, what's driving you in this life? It ought to be the cross. It ought to be the gospel. It ought to be the Christ of the cross. It ought to be what He has for you to do. He has a cross for you. Have you taken it up? Let me ask you, are you following Him? Have you taken it up? Have you sought your cross? Do you know what your cross is? He's got one for you. The priority, the person, the purpose in this commitment of carrying your cross for Him, but not only that, but the participation in this commitment. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of folks. I say a lot of folks. Let me rephrase that. There's some folks that are committed to carrying their cross. Have you ever seen somebody carrying their cross, friend, and it gets heavy on them? Sometimes our pastor in leading this flock and in preaching the gospel, sometimes his cross gets heavy. And that's the time when we, as brothers and sisters, friend, we ought to participate in carrying the cross. We ought to help lift him up. And not just our pastor, but one another. We're to bear one another's burdens. We're to pray for one another. We're to be a help one to another. An encourager. Folks get down, don't they? Sometimes a child of God may be going through the fire. Maybe something upon them that's heavy, that's weighted them down. And we ought to pray for them. We ought to help them bear their cross. Maybe our turn next to suffer. Maybe our turn next to be under attack. We ought to be mindful of one another. We ought to be sensitive to one another. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. We ought not to be backbiters. Amen. But we ought to be encouragers, loving one another and helping one another. Amen. Not only the commission of carrying your cross, the commitment of carrying your cross, but the cost of carrying your cross. It's going to cost you something. Amen. It's going to cost you. Jesus made that very clear right here when He was speaking. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. You know, let me just put it this way. Are you living for this world? Or are you living for His world? Amen? If you're living strictly for this world, you're going to wake up one day. If you gain the whole world, He said, you're going to wake up one day with nothing. 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 But He said, if you'll lose this life and focus on the life to come, focus on your cross, on carrying your cross, then you'll gain. You'll gain. Hey, I'm not saying quit your job. You know what I'm talking about. We get our priorities in the wrong place. We focused on things of the world and we just give God sometimes what's left. And that's very little. Amen. We've got so many things to draw our attention away from the things of God. We've got work. We got bills. We got grass to mow. We got houses to paint to keep up. We got ball games. We got a television we need to watch. We got a recliner. And somebody needs to sit in that thing. Amen. Right? I tell you what, we live in the most blessed generation of all times. And why in the world is it such a burden for the most blessed people in the world to come to the house of God? We're so blessed, friend. Hey, we're so blessed when we walk in these doors right here. What all that God has done for us and all that God has blessed us with, friend, we ought to come in the door shouting hallelujah and praises to His name. I had a granddaddy. I hardly knew him. He died when I was just a little boy. When I come to know him, he was crippled. He'd had a stroke. And really the only way that I really knew him was what people told me about him. And I've had numbers of people to mention my granddaddy to me and tell me about what a dedicated Christian he was. How he would walk. Hey, he didn't own a car. When he died, he didn't own a home. He didn't own a car. And just a little old renter shack him and Grandma lived in. Had to tote water from a creek. But you know, he was rich. He was rich. I've had people tell me that my granddaddy walked 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 miles to go see somebody just to witness to him because God had laid him upon his heart. My, my, look what opportunities we've got. What opportunities we've got. And we're wasting our lives away. Hey, I'm preaching about the carrying of your cross. The cost, the price, friend. Jesus had come to his disciples when he first called them. He said, follow me and I'll make you to become fishers of men. Souls. The souls of men. Listen, friend. When we carry our cross, there'll be people that we come in contact with that'll never walk in Liberty Baptist Church. There's people that we can witness to, that we can share the gospel with, that we can be a light to, that we can make a difference in their life. That's why it's so important that we take up our cross daily and follow Christ. Well, there's not only a price to pay. Moses, when he was come of years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, esteeming the riches of Christ greater than all the treasures of Egypt. Hey, Moses could have rose to the throne of Pharaoh if he'd have just hung in there, if he'd have just stayed over there in Egypt. Hey, he could have gained the whole world there, it would have seemed. But he chose the reproach of Christ and considered that to be greater riches than all the treasures of Egypt. Let me tell you, there is a profit. There is a profit in serving Christ. Daniel said, let's read this over in the book of Daniel, chapter number 12. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. God is, He's noticing how we carry our cross. And if we turn many to righteousness, if we are soul winner, He says we're going to shine as the stars, as the firmament. It ought to be a concern in our lives. Hey, ain't you glad that somebody shared the gospel with you one day? Ain't you glad of that? Ain't you glad that there's still a few people that's carrying their cross today? But God wants you to carry your cross. But notice this, the cost of carrying your cross, the price, the profit. But notice this in verse 26, the pride. He said, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory, in his Father's and the holy angels. Pride. You know, the world's full of darkness. The Bible says the whole world lieth in wickedness. You know what we need? We need some Holy Ghost guts. A lot of times we get out and in a workplace or someplace among lost people, and we want to be a silent disciple. And it's really pride. We're afraid we'll get our feelings hurt. We're afraid of rejection. But Christ up there in verse 22, he said, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected. Don't think it's strange if you try to live a Christian life and somebody out there hurts your feelings, rejects you. Just get you some guts and keep on going for the glory of God. It's no time to lay your cross down. Pride will cripple you. Pride will cost you. And it'll cost somebody else too. The one you're supposed to be a witness to. The one you're supposed to be a light to. And lastly this tonight. Not only the commission of carrying your cross, the commitment of carrying your cross, the cost of carrying your cross, but a couple of things right here, the caution. The caution of carrying your cross. I want you to look in the book of Matthew, in the book of Matthew, chapter number 10. Jesus had some strong words to say in the book of Matthew, chapter number 10, right here. In verse number 32, he said, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not I'm come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I'm come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's foe shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Sounds like he's trying to tell us we better put him first. He put us first. He left the glories of heaven to come and die in our stead. But he went on in verse 38, he said this, and he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. Strong words, isn't it? Shame on us. Shame on us. He's not first in our life. If we're not carrying our cross, if we're not even seeking to serve Him in some way, in some fashion, shame on us. Shame on us if we've got choices that we've preferred before Him. A word of caution to us. He said, I'll be ashamed of you one day. Strong words, isn't it? All right, back to our text in Luke chapter 9, and I'm closing right here. I'm talking about the caution of carrying your cross. There's a choice in the caution. But in verse 26, I want you to notice this. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, let me say this before I go any further. We live in a day of Antichrist. Christ rejectors, Christian haters. Let me tell you, it's getting worse day by day. Amen. I saw on the news, or either heard it on the radio this week, there was a lady, I think, up in Maryland on a city council. Now, evidently, they had a tradition of a prayer before they had their meetings. And she would always pray in Jesus' name. They got together and they said, we don't want you to pray in Jesus' name anymore. Just pray in the name of God. Well, there's a lot of gods with a little G. Amen? But she was a Christian. And I'm thankful for her. Because she said, I ain't going to do it. I'm going to pray in Jesus' name. I hope she sticks it out. Where was I at? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed. I tell you what, we better not do. We better not compromise this old King James Bible. Hey, this is his words. What he has to say about sin, he's not going to change his mind. Amen. We live in a liberal society where anything goes, anything's accepted. Abortion, homosexuality, hey, same-sex marriage, everything's going on in the world. Everything's being accepted and trying to cram it down our throat. We better stick to the Word of God. I'd hate to know I compromised on this book right here and had to stand before Jesus one day. Give an account of myself. Hang my head in shame. Hey, he went on right here. I'm closing with this. The caution of carrying your cross. He said he'd be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. You notice what he said right here. Didn't say he might come. It said he shall come. He's coming in his glory. Oh, and those that have rejected him, those that have hated him, they're going to see him in his glory. Lord of lords and King of kings. Hey, he ain't going to come riding into town on a donkey. He's coming on a white horse, friend. Hey, he's coming in power. He's coming in glory. He's coming as a man of war. Amen. The carrying of your cross. If any man will come after me. Hey, when we say that we are Christian, when we identify ourselves with Christ, we ought to identify ourselves with this verse. We ought to identify ourselves with the cross. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Stand with me. Sister Sherry, would you come play something?